You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Hair in the Big Leagues presents The Salisha Show. You guys, good morning. I am thrilled to sit down with a beautiful actor. Let's see. We've got a Baltimore native in the house. She's an actor, singer, recording artist, director, musician. She's a host. She doesn't bill herself as this, but also a comedian. She is. Okay. Select credits include Veep and The Leftovers, both on HBO, as well as Law and Order. And she also has done a short, I think it's called a short, we can talk about it, called Rabbit, that I'd love to hear about. In the theater world, she has done the European production of Fame, is on the original cast recording of that, like snaps, let's go. She's toured with Mamma Mia and is currently starring in the revival of 1776 on Broadway as Andrew McNair and the Congressional Custodian. Y'all, please help me welcome Tiffany Barber! Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. It's a little dreary outside, but oh well, we'll take it.
It is a little dreary. You've got a show tonight.
Yep, we do.
You've been in productions for how long now?
We started April, so we're going like 8 months, but you know, 3 months production in Cambridge and then here starting in end of September. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
How is it going?
It's going well. I mean, it's hard, you know, it's a long show, but it goes by fast.
It does. I saw it. It is a long show and it does go by fast and it's very good.
Thank you.
It's great.
Yes, I think it's really, you know, I actually had the opportunity to finally watch it because I got the vid a couple of weeks ago, so I was out. And then, but when I was starting to come back, I lost a lot of energy from some of the worst of my symptoms. I just no energy. So by the time I had tested negative and I was about to come back and I was like, can I actually watch the show? You know, like, I don't know when I'll have that chance, you know,
to watch it.
So I watched it and this show's super fun.
Yeah.
I won't say like fun. I mean, awful. There's some horrible moments about history in the show.
Obviously. I mean.
So I would go, okay, maybe not fun, but as far as really well, the lighting and like all the things you can't see backstage, the sound is popping, the lighting, the transitions, like, and all of those things work very, very well.
Have you ever seen clips or like a recorded production of the original?
Yes, I've seen clips. When I was a little girl, we used to go to a lot of dinner theater in Baltimore. There was a lot of dinner theaters there.
Nice.
And I remember seeing a production of it at a dinner theater then, and I fell asleep.
Woof! And that's the thing. So like, I also have seen clips of it as well. And it definitely shakes it up having a full female, non-binary and trans cast in these roles that were not originally written for.
No. No, and the lines coming out of this, the humans on the stage coming out of these mouths translate totally different.
Yeah, so what's your take on this take of 1776?
I think that it was definitely a challenge, and you can say how much you want to do something, and you can say that I think that this show will be great with these particular types of people. And on paper, that sounds very amazing. The how is like, and the why, as far as why do this, why do that production with these people? And how am I going to do that production with these particular humans? It's a challenge. It's tricky. And from watching it, I guess I'm so used to it. So my take is a little bit biased in a way, because I think that we're translating it very well and getting a point across to people who didn't think that it was possible.
Yeah.
And I think when we were supposed to do it in 2020, it was really, we thought it was relevant then to do it with these humans. Yeah,
Yeah.
in 20. Who would have thought 2 years later it was probably even more relevant, fortunately or unfortunately. It still has that relevance. It's kind of like that's a little scary, but and heartening and humbling. But
Yeah.
the show itself, what I've heard from people who've seen the original productions, we do have that those there are 1776 super fans, not just of our production, but in general. But
Wait, what? Do they?
people love that old cis white man show. You know what I'm saying? They love that show.
Yes.
I equate it to the like how people love Law and Order. You know, like
What?
those Law and Order fans, like
Yes, my auntie.
a marathon will be on, it's a wrap.
She is, it's over. She's like, I've
It's
seen every episode.
a wrap. Like, you know, so there are those fans, super fans of the show at large, which was really interesting to me. So there are people who have seen the old production, and there are people who don't like our production, straight up. That's honest, and that's totally fine.
That's
But there
fine,
are
but it's
those
great.
people that have seen our production and the old production, and we're like, I never heard it that way before. And that
Wow.
means we're doing our job. So.
Yes, I agree. I believe you are doing your job. And you mentioned a little bit of this right now, but like, what's been your journey with this show? It's dated back since 2020.
Yeah, we started. There was a little group of us that did some pre-pro
Oh.
in eight, like March, late February 2020. So we did like a week, and then we were going to have another week. And I came up to New York, and then I went back down to Baltimore, and I was waiting for my next time to come up. They were going to call me for the next week. And stage manager was like, well, we're just going to hold for a couple of days, a day or two. We might need you Wednesday. And then next thing you know, it was March 12th and it was a wrap. And I
Yeah.
was like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad I'm in Baltimore. And then you think back on all those moments, and we were rehearsing it. I can't think of the place at the moment, but in that time, how we all were just around each other, like all possibly getting it at that point. You know, it was late February, early March at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew what was going on? And we're all in there sweating and working on pre-pro stuff and briefing
Yes.
all over the
Sweating on each other,
place. Who
having
knew?
lunch together.
Right. You know, so it is, I think, to go back and think about that time is it's pretty amazing for everybody. But luckily, ART was very forward thinking. And I think we were maybe one of the first shows to do a digital workshop on Zoom. Like, I had never heard of Zoom. We never, you know, it was all very new. So
Interesting.
for 2 weeks, they paid us 10 to 6, like a regular rehearsal day. And we had 2 weeks on Zoom. And that was when most of us met each other, was just on Zoom. And during that 2 weeks, it was probably sad because we couldn't start rehearsal April 2020, April 4th, 2020. But what we did have was a lot of time to research. We talked to Harvard professors that could tell us about art and slavery and, you know, the wealth
Yeah.
of information from Harvard professors.
Right.
the wealth of information we learned about each other and the research we were able to do on our characters, where, you know, when you're in rehearsal, that time is very limited. We had a really good 2 weeks of really delving into the show and learning about the history of it.
Wait, question for you. This isn't your Broadway debut, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you've done a whole bunch of other things, like that is something to like celebrate. So
thank you very much. Yeah, I've been kicking these rocks for a long time, girl. And I've been very close 100 times. And, you know, it wasn't the right show, or maybe it wasn't the right time. And so,
yes,
I never really gave it. Wasn't always a little kid. It was a dream. But as far as once you get, you know, those rejections after being so close to a couple of things a bunch of times, you just kind of start. For me, it was just, I always wanted to be a working actor. So I let it go.
Wow. Now,
I just want to work. I want to, however that. So I have been all over the place and worked, luckily and gratefully. And then it finally just kind of happened. So after all this time.
I'm so happy for you. And you are... You're very, Tiff.
That's right.
You are very talented. It is fun watching you on stage. And this is the only thing that I've gotten to see you in. And I'm already excited to see you in other things. Like,
thank you.
It really is.
He's a fun character. I mean, he's nothing, you know, he's kind of like in the movie, he's a little silly and he's just crotchety. Old Congress guy who just, you know, walked around and opened windows and put signs up, you know, yay or nay. And
but like, wait, can we talk about your custodian? Like, it's a moment. You are a moment is what it's really, really wonderful to watch.
Thank you. And they let me, you know, dive in and have fun and play and make him, you know, a little bit more than what he is. So I'm very appreciative about that for sure.
You cover some other roles in the show as well.
I cover some Congress folk. I think I don't know if you talked to Anika. I cover Hughes.
I did.
I cover Gisella Livingston.
Okay.
I have covered Ben Franklin before. I played Ben Franklin one time in Cambridge, which was fun.
Okay.
We've all been pretty healthy, but I did have to go on for Hughes last week, which was very interesting.
We're going to cut for a short ad break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, how do you feel about Swinging On? I just swung my first show like recently, and I'm about to go into to another show where I'm swinging. And how do you feel about, is it exciting? Is it stressful? Is it something in between?
Well, I have lots of friends who are super swing champions. Like, I don't have that. That is not my DNA, my makeup. I can't. I'm still remembering what I do on stage. I'm like, oh right, I'm supposed to get that picture right now.
But that.
Yeah.
That.
So I don't know. I think it is superhuman when people can cover, you know, 4, 5, 6 roles. I think it's out of control, superhuman. I don't have that makeup. And I guess you might see the look on my face in auditions where people are like, she ain't gonna be able to do that. You know, so I have, you know, not been had to carry that torch, but I think that it's otherworldly how people can do that. So it was a little stressful because, you know, you're rehearsing and then we have understudy rehearsal, and I had been working on Livingston a little bit more because you got to take your, you know, bits and pieces as you can.
Yeah.
The biggest challenge for me is because my character doesn't really do, like, I don't do sit down, John, the opening. I don't do piddle twiddle. I don't do like those numbers. And I've never done those numbers. So I've never learned any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I did a little bit when we did some pre-production before we started rehearsal. So there are some things that I know bits and pieces of, but fully on, I don't even have a congressman coat. Like, you know, I don't wear, you know, so those things were very, that was challenging for me. We just had to get thrown on. They were very, you know, the stage management and everybody was so gracious, and I couldn't do those numbers. I mean, I was learning them, but I couldn't do the numbers without us rehearsing it with, you've seen so much going on with so many people and table moves. Like, it's not the kind of thing where you can just go in that night.
Right.
There were adjustments made, you know, so I didn't have to do those.
Oh, nice.
At least for now. I mean, I still got to learn them. But...
Okay, so can we talk about your hair journey? First of all, do you prefer to do your own moment, or do you prefer to be wigged in a show?
Well, that's a good question. I'd rather have my own moment. Whatever that is in the moment. I'm not a huge fan of wigs. I have been wigged before, you know, but I would rather, if I can use my own hair, I would rather have my own hair.
So what was the conversation regarding hair with this show?
When we first started, I had a little more, I have had dreadlocks. I have gone natural. I have been bald. Our sisterhood hair journey goes so far, so long. We go back and forth. We do everything.
Yes.
So I've done all of that. Dyed it blonde. You know, this, that, and other.
Yes.
In the gamut. And during the pandemic, I kind of, you know, when my hairdresser started opening back up, I was like, you know, maybe I'll get a, you know, let's put a straightening. Let's permit and see what happens again, you know. So I had always had my sides for the past couple of years kind of shaved down, because baldness runs in my family. I'll be straight up honest. Ooh. And I was getting a little spots, you know, little spots that weren't going to grow. And I've tried different stuff and, you know.
Interesting.
So I was like, you know what? Let's just keep the sides short. So I started doing a perm during the pandemic. And so this whole top part, it probably got up to about here. You know, which was kind of fun. So when we started rehearsal,
that is fun.
And every now and then I would curl it, like, you know, it would be curled at the top. And Mia, the hair designer, she said, yeah. I said, I wanted a wig actually, because I didn't want to deal with it for this show. I just, you know, and rolling it and curling it. And, you know, I knew we were going to be in Cambridge. I didn't know we can use my own hair, but I need somebody to find, you know, where to go to get it done. I was nervous about that, you know, where to go and how it was going to be set up. So she was like, let's just do it. Like, we're keeping your hair. I'm not going to wig you. I was kind of bummed this one time. And so it was literally just kind of poofed up and sprayed back down. And that was really it. At the end, before we came to New York, I asked her, I said, I think I need to start over. Because lo and behold, my hair doesn't want to be permed anymore. And she wasn't having it. My hair was not having it anymore. Yeah. Like, we are a natural chick and you just have to get over it again. And, you know, let's go back to the way we've been, you know? So I asked Mia if I could start from scratch, and I just cut it all down. She was like, yeah. And now I go to a great barber shop and get up. Fresh cut. It, you know, I mean, more this week, but
we love a fresh cut. I think it's great. And it is a statement on stage.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole show feels like a statement. It's really, I think it's really cool to see, like, recognize every single person in the show on the stage. A lot of times, sometimes people in the ensemble can get lost, and it's like, who was who?
No. Mm-mm. And a lot of that is purposeful for sure, but because, as we're on your podcast talking about hair, it does really stand out with all of these bodies and these humans that for the most part, it is everyone's hair and it is your hair, your way, you know, it is very little wigs in the show. So I've never been in a show with this much of natural, just what is your hair? And we want to keep how you look.
Yeah.
And how you look every day. You know,
I mean, that feels like, that would make me feel very like.
Yeah, it's really special. It's a rare, you know, it's really rare in this business to be, you know, especially all these women of color to have somebody say, yeah, we just want your hair and how your hair looks every day.
It's like, wait, my hair is enough. I'm enough. Like that.
Really? You know, like that. It's rare. It's rare.
That's cool. What about when you're on like set? When you're doing TV or film, like.
Again, I've really lucked out with that, with my own hair. But that's a little bit of a different, you know, stage-wise, they're presenting you as a certain character in there, however they want that character to be. For the most part, whenever I've done any TV film things, it really has been about me.
Yeah.
And I feel like they pick people specific, unless it's something specific, like, you know, I've never done anything that's more than modern day, or, okay. You know, so
yeah.
I don't have any experience in that. Everything I've ever done has been of the moment.
My question is, like, when you're sitting down for hair and makeup, mm-hmm. do they, as I've just started dipping my toes into not theater, and I'm very like curious how other people handle, like, do they do anything with your hair? Do they let you do it? Do you like that? Do you not like that? Like, how do you handle that, Tiff?
Yeah, I've never had anybody really do anything to my hair on a set. Yeah. I don't know if that's been because they've been scared, or they just don't know, or they just, I think it's a combo of both. Makeup wise, I always would bring my own stuff, and for the most part I've been okay like that. I feel like as time has gone on, they've been able to match tones a little bit better, and I've never felt off makeup wise as far as that goes. Like, I feel like they've been more for makeup, you know, they're a little more used to matching tones and making that work for, you know, all skin types and tones. Hair wise though, it's just been, you know, I've had dreads on a TV show, I've had short hair on a TV show, I've been bald, and you know, and I've never had anybody attempt to do anything to my hair on a TV show.
Is that, what, how do we feel about that? Is that a good thing? Do we like that? Do we not like that? Are we comfortable doing our own? Do we wish that they would at least offer? Like,
I have felt like, especially when I've had dreads before, I have felt that I wished that they had offered. You know,
do something.
Yeah, like, do you want to try it? You know, but I'd have wished that they have offered. And I think the times are changing a little slow.
Oh, yeah.
It's being voiced enough that it has to. And I know I have a friend of mine who is also an actor, but a stylist, and her mother is also a stylist and is coming into that. Oh, she's older, you know, but is also realizing that how that change needs to happen, and has hired, you know, when those times come, has an assistant to come, and, you know, and is like, I have somebody that can do it, you know, yeah. And has just nipped it in the bud.
Wow.
Have somebody that I'm going to bring in, you know, specifically, you know, for you. And it's either got to, you either got to learn or you got to do that, because the industry is changing and people aren't really having it anymore, especially like the modeling industry. Like, they're really done with it. You know, like, they want, you know, figure it out, you know, for decades, you know, this has been going on for decades. So times are changing because people are speaking up and people are speaking up with a voice that resonates and is, you know, very specific and very loud. Like, we want this change. You all have to figure it out.
Yeah. And like, I'm over here trying to find the balance of like speaking up and being an advocate for myself and also people who are in the chair after me, but also like not wanting to like, I don't know, Tiff, like, I also don't want to hurt people's feelings, or I don't want to like be offensive, like, hey, do your job, or hey, can I get a stipend for being my hair team? Like, trying to find that balance of like having the courage. Because if you aren't, whatever you're having to go through, you're not going to be the last one who has to go through that. Like, it's still,
it's a fine line. And
yeah,
that people again are really starting to really voice that and really coming through with saying, well, if you can't do it, I know I can get it done. And I just need to know if I can be reimbursed, and have been really upfront and honest about it. And you don't know until you ask.
Right.
You know? And if you put it in a way that's not threatening, or in a way that, you know, I really want to work for you. I really want to get, you know, make this be the best job possible, but I need my hair to be like this.
Right.
So if there's any way that you know somebody or whatever, if not, I know somebody, or I can do it myself, and I would just like to be reimbursed. And that they're coming to grips with that.
Yeah.
They're definitely coming to grips with that.
I love that. And also I know this was already so short and sweet and that we're already like coming close to time, but I just am so excited to sit down with you. You're incredible on stage. The show is great. I wish, like, reading through your reviews of Mamma Mia, like, okay, I'm gonna be honest, Tiff, I don't even like Mamma Mia. And reading your reviews, I'm like, dang, I wish I could see her in this. Like, I know you were great. And
that show, you know, it makes people happy. And yeah, if there
it does,
it's silly. And, you know, but they have weaved a storyline with those songs that, you know, hey, I never thought was possible. People love the pants off of that show. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
In a way that I never thought was possible.
They made that shit work.
Woo!
Made it work. And people love it. And so you're really doing it for the fans, basically. You know.
I am so excited to see what you continue to do. And also, before I let you go, I did want to give you opportunity to talk. What is Rabbit?
Oh, again, grateful and really luckily did a short film a couple years ago. It was called Rabbit. And it basically was about a prisoner program that actually exists, where they bring animals into prisoners to give them, you know, for meditation, for love, for like have a chore, have something to love, have take care of, and feel like, you know, a human being and in the world of living in jail, you know. But it is a real program that out west, they do it with horses. And so it was, I got that part and didn't really know that that really existed. So it was a beginning project for the director. She actually went on to make a major film about the ranch that has prisoners raise horses. So for her, it was just this was a little start. And with a rabbit, and we filmed it at Rikers, crazy. And that was pretty crazy to film.
Wait, Rikers is?
Rikers Island, a real prison.
Oh my God.
But they use one of the old buildings. One of the old buildings they use as a movie TV set. But it's still, you know, you're on Rikers Island.
Rikers Island.
The old building isn't used anymore, obviously, but the rooms, it's like out of, you know, a time warp. Like, and you see, like, walk past the weight room and like there's weights that are just on the floor, basically, you know, from whenever prisoners were there, but they use it mostly for movie sets. So I actually filmed in like a Rikers Island.
That is so wild.
But it was great. And we actually went to, you know, jury selection for Sundance, which was absolutely amazing. I got to take my mom to Park City and go to Sundance Film Festival. So it was a super cool experience. And
yeah. I am so here for this. And also just like, let's like give it up for the working actors. Like, let's go. Like,
we do what we can, you know? We
baby. Do. Okay. Tiffany, how can people find you or follow you?
Yeah, I am, you know, I'm, to be honest, I'm a terrible social media person, but I do have an Instagram that every now and then you will see like one picture every 3 months, you know?
Oh, but that's not too bad.
It's up there. It's at positive, you know, at positive 73, I think, but at positive. But yeah, you know, I do check it every now and then, but I'm not on Facebook anymore, really. I mean, you know, all my accounts are still available. But
I feel like that's the life right there. I mean, obviously people who are like fans of you want more, but like as the person living it, like I feel like having your person, it's just a nice feeling to not have
I
to
just
like.
I was never really that into it, but I am on there and I do check it every now and then, so.
People and then they can also catch you at 1776 on Broadway until
January 8th. That's it.
Let's go. I was just thinking, I wonder what your January 6th show is going to be like. anyway, thank you for
fishing.
Thank you for joining us on Black Hair in the Big Leagues presents The Salisha Show. Y'all give it up for Tiffany Barber. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Salisha. That was fun. Thank you.
Oh, you're the bomb.
Have a great day.
And that wraps another episode of Black Hair in the Big League. Y'all, I'm so honored to have such great guests on this show. And if there's somebody who you want to listen to, please drop me a note on my Instagram at Salisha Thomas or at Black Hair Podcast and slip into those DMs and let me know what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, rate it, leave a review, tell a friend, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big League. Y'all, I am so grateful that you are part of this community. It would not be the same without you. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode and most of these episodes. And shout out to you for listening. Y'all, my heart is so big and I feel so grateful. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. See you next week.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.